Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? If you're all good out there, raise your right hand. Okay, got you on that one, huh? But you're all out there raising your right hand at this moment. Anyway, if you want to give a call in here, get a reading, please do so. The number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Also, I do private readings as well. Here, let me get that information out to you. It goes as followed. If you'd like to get a private reading from me, all you simply have to do is call 740-500-8863 or go to my website for all the info you need for readings and specials at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. That's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And usually when we have specials, the best thing to do is just go to the website, and whatever price we agree to or agree on, or when we're having specials here on the show and that kind of stuff, you just go to the website and just push the donation button. That makes it easier for everybody else in the situation going on in the process of what we're trying to do here, okay? Plus, right now we are having a special, $75 for 75 minutes, or you can get five 75-minute sessions for $150. or 45 minutes for $45, or 45 minute sessions for $100. Okay, what did I say? 75. It's 5 75-minute sessions for $150. It's 5 45-minute readings for $100, and it's 5 25-minute sessions for $75 for a block of time. All right. And we also have a special right now for today. It goes like this. We just started these manifestation meditations. In 5 sessions is what we recommend starting off at first. And right now, 5 sessions, $75 for the, that's 5 25-minute sessions for $75. Well, this is for the manifestation meditation. So therefore, give me a call. I would love to sit down and work with people on this whole format, because I feel like it's one of those things I'm always talking about, how I manifest the things that I do, and I manifest things daily. So if it's one of those things that you would like to experience as well, we also have spiritual teaching classes, life coaching, relationship counseling. Those sessions are usually 90-minute sessions. And right now you can get 4 90-minute sessions for $150. So it's whichever one you want to work with, that kind of stuff. But with the manifestation meditations, which is kind of a difficult thing to say, but take a deep breath. That's what we're looking for now. So we also do parties, one-on-one. We work through Skype on one-on-ones and parties and group readings as well. So give me a contact on those things, because, you know, it's several months and that kind of stuff. I'm really looking forward to sitting down with a group of people and actually doing, you know, 20-minute sessions for each person that you have in this group reading that you put together. I'm also available for workshops. So if you're a person who's into manifestation, relationships, spirituality, that kind of stuff, and you want to do workshops, please contact me and just put a nice little package together and just do some work. I'm also available for speaking engagements. So if you have a thing where you were looking for someone to actually get into details about the ideal manifestation and relationships, remember, I do a lot of focusing on relationships and life coaching and that kind of stuff, and manifestation. So therefore, you know, if you're looking for someone to actually sit down and the whole thing, I'm available for those as well. So give me a call at 740-500-8863, or go to my website for all the info you need for readings and specials at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Thank you. And the idea of donations, you know, the idea of donating to the show, please, we're just looking for support. I'm trying to figure out how to put that. It's the idea of looking for support, and the idea of the format that we've put here, that we just want to work together in the idea of process of just keep it going on and all working together to do so as well, because what is the idea of 2012? 2012 is a year of actually doing that kind of thing, of changing the format and the thinking of the world as coming together as a whole to keep sending out the spiritual message for enlightenment. So if you'd like to donate, please do so. We accept any kind of any amount of donation. So therefore, for every person who has donated to the show and contributed and helped us and supported us in all kinds of ways, we thank you. And as I always say, usually at the end of the show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day for everything you put out there. Give love where love is given. And for every person that crosses your path, give back that love tenfold. So let's go over here to the callers. We're back in the queue. I think we actually have Dee with us today. Hello, Dee. How are you?
Hello. Not too bad.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Life gets more interesting as I go along.
Well, that's good. Interesting things is a positive thing, I think.
I don't know how positive they're going to be, but we'll find out after I do some more research.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
Yeah, well, it could be very interesting. I'm learning new stuff the more I work with my friend Cheyenne, and somebody gave me a reading tonight, which was very interesting. Now I have to go do some digging on my family again.
So was Cheyenne ever on the show?
Yes. Yeah, she was on one night.
Is that the one it was started working with us briefly?
Yeah.
And then she got too busy?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. She realized that, you know, she needed to do other things.
Uh-huh. So she couldn't, so the commitment to the show was just a little too...
Well, she had intended to, and then she realized that, you know, there were other things she needed to do, and she realized she was being led to work with me on my shift, so... So we help each other.
Okay, that's cool. I was just curious whatever happened to her.
Yeah. No, she just thought, you know, she realized everything going on in her life that she just couldn't make that commitment.
Well, I hope she didn't have any problem.
So
I hope she didn't have a problem with me.
With you? Who has a problem with you? I'm joking with you. No, like I said, she felt that she needed to do other things, and her life, you know, she's doing all her, working on her stuff and having me work on my stuff. And I'm learning more about my family that I didn't know before.
Right.
And it gets more complicated, you know, because I already knew that, there were a lot of secrets and lies that went to the grave.
Right.
And so now I got more, you know,
mm-hmm.
siblings to hunt for that probably, one may be alive, the others aren't, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
There may be two alive for all I know.
Right.
You know, people I never met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, cat. Oh, sorry. My cat.
Your cat.
No.
Okay.
She just like, Eamon was being naughty, and I don't mean the two-legged Eamon either.
Okay.
He's a four-legged cat.
No problem. I was just saying that she, you know, it'd be great for her to just come back and visit every once in a while.
I'll mention that to her, because I know we've talked about, you know, when I start my own show, we've talked about working together.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Okay, no problem.
I can't, with my computer the way it is, I wouldn't want to, you know, it's not really fit for trying to do something yet.
Right.
I either need to get this thing fixed or get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I've done your switchboard, I've had problems with it and had to leave people online
right.
when I, you know, couldn't mute them.
That'd be great. Okay,
yeah, it'd be great when I can do something.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you
That's
go
my
ahead.
My life, one big scream.
Right.
Okay,
you,
yes.
Go ahead and give your information.
You want me to give out my information? I knew that right away. Hey,
okay.
I'm damn good tonight. I'm a psychic.
All right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Okay, I'll get my head together. If anyone would like a reading from me, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything through PayPal. It's all donations.
Uh-huh.
And for an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20. If you want a 60-minute phone reading, I suggest a $60 donation, but I'm willing to work with other time slots, like 20 minutes, 45, whatever suits you. And I'll work within your budget, try to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take it from there. I also do healing energy if anyone needs that sort of thing. Okay, Eamon, not helping. And if you're interested in jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs. And for now, if you want to see some pictures of what I can do, you can email me at Spirit Wind the Messenger email.
Uh-huh.
And later on, when I get things straightened around my computer, I'll use my regular business one, which is of course dreamweaverdesigns@hotmail.com, but for now use the Spirit Wind the Messenger at hotmail.com. And I make necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, and I use stone beads and freshwater pearls. I use ocean jasper, moss agate, black onyx, amethyst, you name it, I use it. And I'm also going to be getting into some chakra jewelry, if you're interested in that. And I also use in my necklaces, a lot of times I use either stone pendants or sterling silver pendants. And I use pendants and beads from the hill tribes. People in Thailand, it's handmade, and it's a higher silver content. Beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said I didn't do necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. So if you contact me, let me know what you're interested in, what length necklace you'd like, how many strands, that sort of thing, and the beads you'd like. And we can take it from there. And I also take PayPal for that.
Okay.
I think I got it all in there somewhere.
All right, great. I was also mentioning to people out there, too, we got a special email readings, too, where you get 5 cards, 3 questions. It's only $14.95, so I was just looking at the looking at my computer. Today is the 31st and the last day of the month. And the specials we've been having are going to be over, and we're going to reformate some other specials, but the specials you've been hearing about are actually going to be kind of like put to rest. So therefore, this is your last day. So therefore, please get in there and take advantage of the situation, the blocks of time, the readings, and that kind of stuff too as well. So just put it out there and see what we're going to do, okay? Also, I work through Random and Keen. And on Keen right now, you'll love this one. If you go through Keen, which I recommend you work with me personally because Keen always takes a percentage of whatever I make. And right now, I'm only 75 cents a minute on there. And also on Random, which is a great website for actually seeing the psychic face-to-face with the stuff you do on the Internet, which I think there's another company out there, but I think Random actually started the whole thing. So check me out on there. They call me Psychic X Journey on there. And on Keen, they call me Psychic X Journey Man, so that would be a whole other user. But also the situation, I'm definitely taking on new clients right now, so therefore keep that in consideration of working with somebody one-on-one where you can just give them a buzz anytime you feel like instead of going through a system. It's just that we give everybody all kinds of different ways of doing it, what you feel comfortable with doing. All right, so on that format, what was it going to do?
Horseback riding, it sounded like.
Yeah, there's actually a really close place here, too, up in Manitou Springs. That's why I was looking at the description of our show tonight was the idea of insights about Atlantis. And I was sitting there talking about people were asking the question about Atlantis. And they were saying, do you think that Atlantis existed? And I said, well, the one thing that got a lot of concrete basing behind is Edgar Cayce, when he used to do his readings, he actually said that he had an Atlantean guide. And that was actually, I think, a medicine man or a sage in that sense of the word, that he actually got his readings through. And supposedly he had like over 14,000 accurate readings where people have actually gone back into his library and his archives and have actually found cures for a lot of ailments that he had that he actually got from this Atlantean guide. So when you have that kind of format and that kind of backing on the whole thing with that kind of reality, how can you not think that Atlantis existed? Ooh, thunderstorms. On that format, we actually have somebody in the queue, so let's go to them and start doing some readings and answer some questions. What do you say?
Grand idea.
And this is the rest of you guys out there. If you really want to call and get a reading, please do so. Just give us a call, 646-721-9031. It is now May 31st, 2012. It's 7:17 p.m. Mountain Time here. I'm Psychic X Journeyman. This is Dee. This is the show that we work through called Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show. If you just tuned in, we're just about ready to go to our first caller. That's area code 310. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Hi.
She's calling California, if I'm not mistaken, right? California time?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually have a friend of mine who has the same area code. And so what's your name?
My name is Susan.
Susan. And whereabouts in California calling?
I'm in Long Beach.
Long Beach. I went through Long Beach once, and that's a very flat place. So what can we do for you tonight?
I'm just curious if you have any insight regarding relationship for me.
No, I have a ton of insights on relationships in general. But if you could give me some information, like names, birthdays.
What birthday do you want? Do you want his birthday, my birthday?
Well, you can actually give me my birthday.
Okay, let's see.
But actually, both of your birthdays, please.
Okay, my birthday is 6/15/65, and his is 3/9/65.
3/9, he's 3/9. He's a Pisces.
Yes, he is.
And yours is 6/15. That's June 15th, would put you in a situation of actually being, if I'm mistaken, a Gemini.
Yes, I am a Gemini.
Okay.
Ah.
So have you actually balanced out the two sisters, or are you just the idea of the twins and they're running amok? What's the idea of confusion?
I think I'm pretty balanced.
Okay, so if we're picking up confusion with your situation, I guess we have to go back with him. And what's his first name?
Armando.
Armando, Armando, Armando. I'm freaking out. I'm having flashbacks from Ghost. Anyway. So,
dear God, he's gone again.
I'm just saying, when we sit here and look at the situation, I was just saying,
first to Donald.
Why is it? Well, I mean, when you do pick up a lot of confusion around him, almost an indecisiveness about him.
Yes.
He doesn't know what he wants. I think he's also a contradiction because I feel like he does know what he wants. He's kind of like playing in the middle.
Right.
And it's driving you crazy because you want him to commit more.
Yeah. you're good.
Thank you.
Did he just get out of a bad relationship not too long ago?
Yeah,
yes,
about 8 months ago, actually.
What?
Oh, 8 months?
About 8 months, yeah.
And I think that's a big part of the problem.
Yeah, I think he tried too hard at it, and it just didn't work, and he took it, personally. Like, he did something wrong or something.
He takes everything personal.
Yeah, I think so.
He's super sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, even more than me, which is pretty wacky.
Yeah, but he also...
Okay, well, I understand sensitive people, but, I mean, I think he seems to carry it to an extreme.
Yeah, but they also, if you look at the situation where she came from and what she's gone through, the attraction makes sense. It's like a mirror.
Probably.
Yeah, it's like a mirror.
Yeah.
You're seeing what you used to look like in the past through him, and he's seeing what he can be through you to get past it.
Yes, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I could agree with Dee on one part about the ideal that that's a problem in a situation. But when I look at it, it's like this. It's really can become a major situation because I keep seeing this big old chain link in the back of his back. And that's like an anchor for him, keeping him right there, which is the reason why he's having a tough time moving forward with what you guys have. And the ideal of the lack of respect, we can sit and go that route too and say he has a lack of respect because for himself. Not just for you, because he won't allow it to go there, because he keeps questioning it too much. He doesn't realize there's no questioning here. It is what it is.
Yeah, and it certainly, I know, can be better than what he had before. So.
It already is better than what he had before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because the perception that he has of that relationship is fantasy.
Right.
It's like a hope, and it was like that to the point where he's actually taking his thoughts to the point where now they've gone to extremes. Now he can actually say, well, this is what it was. And people around you are going, that was never like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, let's take it to a positive mode here. I get the impression in June there's a good chance, there's a lot of positive things happening within him. So, therefore, you might see, it's almost like we look at the tarot cards and they're saying to have a situation was at a standstill. Move forward very quickly.
Right. Good.
That's what you're looking for, right?
Yes. It's been pretty, it's moving, but it's very slow. So.
Right. But it's one of those things to step back and look at the situation and realize that the reason you would feel it and see it as being slow is because of your perception of where you came from.
Right.
And realizing it's actually progressing at the space it's supposed to. Is somebody in their car?
Me. I got a text while I was on hold with you, but I didn't want to miss my reading. So I'm getting ready to be in motion, but I'm fine.
That's good. That right there can be a great visualization for this situation. To see that in the process of using the motion of a car, of actually seeing this situation, but instead of the car, you see him moving forward in motion. And I'll give you an example. I got this. I actually grabbed the right journal this time. I have three journals with the same cover. So every once in a while, I have a tendency to grab the wrong one.
Big round of applause.
And it says it was like looking at the situation, focusing, and there was actually an affirmation in here where it talks about all difficulties being gone. And it was a good one because I think it would really work in this situation that. Right here it says, all difficulties between me and so-and-so are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful, happy, romantic, deep-loving, committed relationship now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's something I feel like you could really use.
Wow.
Yeah, so We always send our little twist off there. I always sit there and say, like, all difficulties between me and so-and-so are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful, romantic, deep-loving, committed relationship now. So be it, so it is. And then the thank you. Yeah, so let's see if there's another one in here. This one here might be a little longer, but it says, I feel wonderful and feel fantastic now that so-and-so and I are together now as a romantic, deep-loving, faithful, committed to each other couple, having a wonderful, sharing, happy, fulfilling marriage and life together now. If you want to go the marriage thing, that's
right.
Optional. But so be it, so it is. Thank you. And then you just kind of put those things together. And I also have this little phrase at the end because I would like to keep all the windows open, all the doors. So therefore, you know, whatever's good for me, the universe has a lot to work with where they can just do that and there's no restrictions. And it goes like this. It said, I feel wonderful. Okay, that's the wrong one. It's this one here. This or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So be it, so it is. Thank you. This one here says, it says this or something better. It's not the idea. Most people go, okay, what if this doesn't work or it doesn't happen? It's something else. Well, sometimes in the situation, you're not seeing it for how powerful it can be. And therefore, this phrase is something you do right after focusing and doing your visualizations and your affirmations. And then when you can feel it, then say this afterwards, this or something better. And it's the idea of opening the door and saying, okay, I see the relationship this way, but the universe might see this relationship is very, like, off the wall, 10 times even more powerful and intense than what it is now. And that's what you're doing. You're opening the doors open and say, okay, I want that too. So there's no restrictions and nothing holding back.
Wow. Okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything else you'd like to ask us? I will sit there and say, don't worry about taking our time because right now with the situation, it's only an hour show. We usually put all our energy really into the Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday shows, and our Saturday shows are actually 3 hours. So
wow.
Tonight's the only an hour show, and you're the only one in the queue right now. So therefore, take your time. I don't want to push anybody down the road.
Hold on a second. Let me put you on speaker.
Okay. I don't think we're like any other show on Block Talk Radio. We don't sit there and go, two questions, please.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Yep.
Okay. Having a flashback of a Verizon commercial.
Yeah, I actually didn't want to be having the phone to my ear. I just saw a cop. Wasn't cool.
yes, California.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, it sure is. No, I was just curious. I actually applied for another position. And I'm just wondering if you see anything coming to fruition with that.
The very first thing that came to me was the idea, why haven't you started your own business?
Oh, God, that's just exhausting thinking about that. I have about a half dozen friends that are doing their own business, and they're really struggling. So
that's true, too.
That's why, yeah.
No, but you got to look at this like this. I was talking to my girlfriend who was sitting there saying, I was working on this company that night. It was so difficult and so like that. Not realizing what they're doing is they're trying to live their lives according to what the world says, okay? If you've worked any kind of format of working for other people, you think you got to do all this stuff in order to generate that money. And it's the idea of realizing the idea of manifestation. In these situations, the reason that most people are drawn to self-employment because that's the norm. This is what it is. Working for other people is you're making money for other people.
Yeah.
And it's working very well for those people. Why? Because they're letting back and letting this thing work for them instead of working them to death. And it's the idea of setting parameters and that kind of stuff. And I feel like the ideal of starting your own business, two things would happen in the process of really doing a very spiritual business, which means you can still have a business on what you ever want to do. It's just the idea of realizing that that's what I was talking about before at the beginning of the show, of sitting down and doing these manifestation meditations and helping people how to have their abilities where they can manifest things daily.
Right.
And help them to down the resistance to realize that money comes through all kinds of avenues and also the situations and so like that. I've had people that I've done readings for who have actually, for an hour, it was one lady, for example, for an hour and a half session, actually purchased for me 1,000 business cards, banners, postcards, magnets, and all kinds of stuff. What the heck?
I don't know.
That's my phone. So you see, what I'm saying is the idea of opening up the window and opening the door is all the things that come into you that are going to they're going to help you and make your life so more smoother. That's the idea of self-employment. The one thing you got to watch out for in the process of doing these things, every time you focus on just money, money creates blocks. And we lost her. Okay, on that format, money. What's the sentence say? Money creates blocks. When money creates blocks, that's when you start seeing these people struggle. And I hope she calls us back.
Ah.
And also, let's go. I could, until she does, let's go back to our format and say, "Oh, look, I think somebody else is here with us too."
Whoa.
We just got hit by a typhoon. Hello, April. Are you there?
Yay! I'm here.
What
you
was that?
Are.
You're driving.
Yeah, can you tell? Is it loud?
It was very loud when I turned the mic on. Yeah, I was like, wow, we just got hit by a typhoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm good because I'm on my way home so I can read. I'm just leaving smoothie store.
Smoothie store. It went from Smoothie King to Smoothie Store. Anyway. So how soon are you going to be home?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, you just left, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how's your day been? I haven't heard from you all day.
What did I do today? while I was at work, I was reading Bayou Tiger's website. He had some interesting stuff about feeling like the pagan community was full of misinformation.
Uh-huh.
And I agree, so I was, like, really interested in his videos because I was like, wow, I can't get this information anywhere else. Very
right.
Unique.
It's always good to get that inside information, I guess. Always to be informative or to be informed. For example, what's the one thing that I think, I guess you would sit there and say people are misled to believe about the pagan society?
That everything is peace and love. Like, that's a new concept, but paganism wasn't like that in the old days. There was more, it was more complex and deep, and, like, they oversimplify things. Also, the gods have evolved and morphed. Like, if you look at Isis now and look at Isis in the ancient writings, two completely different things because people aren't doing their research and they're just reading the new books that are out. And
like this. No, so how
so
is it? Go ahead.
What were you saying?
No, I was just curious how Isis was back in the old days compared to now, because, I mean, I was actually. This one book that I had by John Randolph Price talks about Isis, and he called her the mother goddess of fertility.
Okay, she had a more specific function in the ancient writings. She was for warriors, and I don't remember what the other things were. I need to read the ancient writings more, but I remember the new writings. It just pretty much puts her into like a combination where she's overlapping with Hecate, Diana, and Artemis, pretty much saying that they're interchangeable and that they're all like earth goddesses, which is oversimplifying it and taking away from their power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading John Randolph Price's book. He said that she was a very powerful woman in the idea of manifestation and alchemy too.
A bat just flew in front of my car while we were talking about her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I think that might be one of her symbols, or it's either the bat or an owl. Or I need to look it up when I get home.
Right.
Because I'm going to look up a bunch of stuff when I get home just to figure out what I want to believe instead of all this new age paganism stuff that's, like, not really powerful.
Right, but most, I mean, shoot, the situations, working with the gods and the god and things of that kind of nature, they always say the most power, the more, what is it? You have more power with the idea of believing in oneself before you can actually believe in what's going on too as well. That's like a combination of them both working together. So therefore, that's where the power comes from. So I was just curious about what you said. You was focused on this one guy and exactly what his insights were. So I was just kind of curious about that because the one lady, she popped back into the queue for a minute and then she's gone. And I think what the problem is she's also in her car out and about and having trouble with the signals and that kind of stuff.
This is nobody in the queue right now. I've got another phone call that I need to take.
Okay, no problem.
I'll catch you later.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, April.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, what's it? I'm going to sit here and put out the information again and say, hey, give us a call, please, for a nice reading. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you, so give us a call at 646-721-9031. And while we're sitting here going over the whole thing, I haven't checked with the chat room quite a bit. So let's go back and see what's happening there. Well, it's about as quiet as a monastery in there. So, hey, people, if you're in the queue and you'd like to maybe pull a card from my Angel Tarot deck, I'd be glad to do that for you. Just let me know. I am me. Or if you'd like to get one in person, give us a call. And we'd be glad to answer a couple questions on the air. Also... Oops, I hit the wrong one. Let me see something here. All right. And let's take a break for a second and go, okay, guys, if you all want to get a reading and you'd like to do a private session with me, please do so at, just call me at 740-500-8863 or go to my website for all the info that you need for readings and our specials, which is at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Right now for May special, it's $75 for 75 minutes or a block of five for $150. We also got 45 minute for $45 or five 45 minute readings for $100. We also have $25 for 25 minutes. So if you'd like to do that, or you can get a block of five 25-minute readings for $75, whichever is more convenient for you. We also have a one-card angel reading, which right now is going for $15 for 15 minutes. It's a one-card angel reading. It's really cool. And we also have the ones for life coaching, relationship counseling, past life regressions, and that kind of stuff. Those are 90-minute sessions that are going for $77. Or you can get four 90-minute sessions for $150. We also do parties. Group readings, one-on-one. We also work through Skype for the one-on-one readings. Group readings would be it's like a conference call. And then we have parties we can also do through Skype too, where we can still be there no matter where you are in the country. That's a thing we just started. So give us a call on the details and all that. Those sessions, group readings and parties, usually go for $150. But for our May special, they're only going for $77. All right. And right now, if you call while we're on the air, we will also knock on the parties and the group sessions. We will knock off an additional 10%. And we got some other things going on. So therefore, just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you have any questions about anything that you see and that kind of stuff, just please give us a call, because it doesn't matter what kind of budget you have, we can work with anybody on any kind of level. So therefore, we want to make sure that you get the information and that you can actually have your session. And we'd love to sit down with every each one of you guys to really have some fantastic readings. And I guarantee you, to get a reading with me will be one of the best readings you ever had. We also had April. April's on the line too. They call her April Angel Medium, and she does readings as well. She's also on Random and Keen. She's on Keen as April Angel Medium. I think she's at 99 cents a minute. Also, she's also on Random as April Love at 99 cents a minute. So go check her out on there too. If you want to contact her personally, give her a call at 919-600-1904, or contact her through a webpage at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. All right, and plus, if you want to give a reading in here right now, or if you're in the chat room and you'd like to for me to pull a card out of my deck, just let me know. I'll be glad to do that for you. And with the situation at hand, where we're looking for callers to call in, we still got 18 minutes. It's now 7:41 p.m. here in Manitou Springs, Mountain Time. 7:41 Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. If you're local, love to hear from you. Love to sit down. I do readings at my home, in my living room, on my nice, it's a beautiful oak coffee table. I like wood. It's really great for grounding. Fantastic readings. I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. We have April Angel Medium with us. And we had Dee with us for a minute, but she had to split and go. And with the situation, we got two people here that can basically give you insights and the idea of see what's going on in that whole thing. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. Like I said before, I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. This is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link, and we're here doing free angel card readings. But if you want to join us, we're on 5 days a week. We're on Tuesdays, Thursdays at 1 hour, for 1 hour, starting at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Today we actually started a little bit later because I had a reading that I had to get done. But no problem, just reschedule. Got the whole thing on, was like an hour later. And then we're also on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. Now, Friday and Sunday shows are two-hour shows that start at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. They're on for 2 hours. And then on Saturday is our big show. That's 3 hours, starting at 6 p.m. And we'd love to sit down with each and every one of you guys and actually have a fantastic reading and give you the answers and give you the insights and advice that you need so you can actually make a big difference in your life and to obtaining your goals, your wants, needs, and desires. Right now, I also have this special going on, which is called a manifestation meditation. There are 25-minute sessions, and I recommend that get you really going and get the ball rolling is to book for five. I feel like after five sessions, then you'll be able to do it on your own. What we do is you go through the whole format, just like I do when I manifest things, and to teach you how to go about the whole thing and actually give you the insights to be more successful at manifesting things, not just randomly, but using your intentions that you actually can have those manifestations daily. Okay, so give us a call. Those sessions of five, you can get five 25-minute sessions for $75. So get in there and check that out, okay? We also have chakra and aura cleansing, just the ideal meditation, focusing on just different variations and that kind of stuff, and sitting down, working with people, life coaching, relationship counseling. The relationship counseling is actually an insight to the whole situation of actually helping people taking an existing relationship and taking it to the next level of actually having a fantastic life together, okay? Life coaching is the ideal of approaching life at a different, you know, different perception, a different look, to actually be able to actually have a happy day life, every 5 minutes, every morning. Like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And therefore, when we do life coaching, relationship counseling, that's exactly what we do. We help you. So therefore, it is exactly what's going to happen. I'm being blessed every minute of every day. So therefore, you're constantly walking around with a smile on your face. Even in the event of things do have a tendency to have, you know, little pitfalls in the road, that you can go over them smoothly. So give us a call. Love to work with you guys. 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right. Let's sit there and look at the situation and put things in perspective. Let's try to bring April back on. It's just the ideal, April, that your noise, the noise coming through was really vibrating my laptop.
Sorry about that. That was vibrating your laptop. Wow, that's intense.
Yes.
I'm still driving. I'm about 10 minutes from home.
So I gave out your information, if you don't mind.
Of course not.
I think you're fantastic. Now, we were talking about Atlantis earlier, about the situation, about people like, does Atlantis exist? And I said, well, with the situation at hand, when Edgar Cayce used to do these readings, he said he had an Atlantean guide that was with him. It was a medicine man. And a lot of people have actually gone back in his archives many years afterwards, and they've actually used the techniques and stuff, massages and that kind of stuff, to actually cure ailments and that kind of stuff, and it actually worked. So when you got that kind of reality going on, how can you not say Atlantis existed or does still exist and those kind of things in that format? Maybe that the idea of Edgar Cayce, maybe that what the spirit that he was picking on, which I've actually seen this before, where people are picking up on people who are still alive. They're just doing it telepathically. And the Atlanteans, seems in some words, sense of the word, were very private people and like to keep themselves in that kind of mysterious thing. So there might have been someone communicating with him on that same kind of level of giving him the information he needed. Because actually I saw this one lady who actually went in the archives, found a certain massage technique that actually cured her eyesight. And it was actually given to Edgar Cayce through this Atlantean guide, who was a medicine man. So that's a very strong, you know, healing technique of just a simple massage that can actually heal someone's eyesight. So I thought it was kind of incredible. So what do you think about that?
That's inspiring. It makes me want to talk to my guides more.
Exactly. You know, it's like the idea, if you follow your guides, you always know where, you know, so you always know what's going on. You always see the truth and that kind of stuff. But sometimes when you try to get advice from humans, they have a tendency to have their influences because of, you know, being on the worldly plane or earthly plane. They have a tendency to be influenced by things around them, their lives, their conditions, that kind of thing. So that can be a little overwhelming in itself to actually give somebody some, you know, really good advice, because who knows what's going on in your own life. That's why I was sitting and trying to sit there and focus on the angels. What is it? The angels, archangels, ascended masters, guides, guardian angels, your higher self, Holy Spirit, you know, and Jesus, and just say, okay, what's up, guys? Because they don't have those. They don't have bodies. They don't have any kind of, you know, interferences. They can, things just are just what they are. Plus, they can see things we can't see. Or maybe sometimes they actually do see things that we see, too, to bring to our attention that we are seeing those things for what they are and seeing past the illusion and seeing the truth. Well, we got 11 minutes left. So you got any questions you'd like to ask me? May I give you some psychic insights?
Okay. Do you have any idea how I can combine all of my astral bodies into one so that I can be more productive in the world?
Yes, I do. I actually have a book called, what's it called? It talks about the love centers. And I think the love centers basically are those astral bodies of bringing them together. And it actually has some techniques in there, which I haven't gone over lately because I've been working on everything else. But, and I was looking at that book, because when I was looking at the idea, because people are sitting there going, okay, they have a certain, how would you put it? They have a certain perception or perspective of what channeling is all about, not realizing channeling is just opening up different realms and actually able to actually pull a lot of things that have kind of separated from us to pull them all together. It also shows the idea of some people just have really a lot of have a more comfortable feeling with themselves of channeling and connecting to spirit and your guides, and where they can sit there and help you say, okay, what you're actually feeling at this moment is this. And then I've always noticed that when you get the right answer, there's always a certain calmness, because now there's this realization, I know. And once that, with that knowingness, it's really cool. And I was actually trying to find that book too. But where the heck is it? Because I need to really organize these books, because I got so many of them. Because the one person I was talking about before, this guy's name is John Randolph Price. And he was talking about the ideal. He even goes into details of how, like you said before, how the angels have changed, how the gods, and basically saying they're not really gods. They're actually more on the, they're called ascended masters, identities, and divinities, and that kind of thing. Because me personally, I think in the ideal of making, being made in the image of anything that's remotely connected to God or gods puts us in the same realm because we're made in the image. So therefore, we reflect just what we've, where we've come from. And it's the ideal. They're always trying to help us realize that. And our full potential means to really see ourselves completely for who we are and how powerful we are. And some people do have a tendency to be more, what do you call that? They seem to be in a in a state of, like you said, trying to simplify things. And the process of simplifying it, they take a, they take the power away from it. And personally, I think some of them actually do that on purpose. Because if they take, they simplify everything, if they simplify everything and make it seem so simple and so non-powerful, it's like taking powerful power away from you.
Ew. Ouch.
And then if everybody knows, like, all the secrets of mysticism, then they're out of a job because they can just do things for themselves. And then all the advisors would be out of a job.
Yeah, but see that, that whole
So they don't want to put all that information out there, maybe.
Yeah, but see, the point is, in that situation, it's just more people feeding the fear of the ideal that you can. There's still going to be lots of classes, a lot of things going on, because there's just some people on all different levels of still trying, even with knowing all the secrets, they still need to know with these secrets what direction to go in. I mean, look at the situation in Christianity. I mean, God and Jesus and the guys, and we have the Bible, and still, in the process of having all this information and even having a teaching text, people are still not willing to look at the truth. It's not until someone actually speaks it out of their mouth that they really, really want to believe what's going on. So these guys who think they're going to be out of a job, it's the ideal. You know, like, I guess they'd freak out and listen to me. I was sitting there telling everybody, when I do readings with people, listen to yourself. If I never see you again, I believe that you're actually doing that. So therefore, that's a good thing. To sit down and just have a nice whatever's going on. Because we know for a fact that psychics and mysticism and all kind of stuff have a tendency to go to all their friends to get readings and stuff. So it doesn't seem like it's going to be in a situation of anybody losing their jobs anytime soon. Plus, everybody might actually evolve into a different level of actually more coexisting and getting... How would you put this? It's the idea of getting to a point in life where it was before, in Atlantis, in the process of almost like Star Trek, too. In Star Trek, it's everybody just focusing on their, they're just focusing on their lives and their careers and what they feel like they should be doing. There's no money involved. Everything else is taken care of for them. As long as they put themselves in a situation of actually living their dreams, focusing on their destiny, focusing on their careers and what they really want to do, then everything is basically taken care of. There's no exchange of money. It's just the idea in the process of actually pursuing a career, everything would be included in that whole thing. So therefore, there would be nothing to worry about except for focusing on being the best you can be in whatever you've chosen to be or chosen to do. So... that's why I've actually seen a lot of other cultures, ancient cultures that used to do the same thing. You have artists and sculptors and that kind of stuff. And all they basically, they just focus on their lives. And they focus on their work. They focus on their art, their creativity and that kind of stuff. And then basically everything else, the place to live, you know, these other things were just a part of the big package. So there was nothing to worry about. As long as you were always pursuing and digging into your creativity and... like, you know, living your life as the process of what your destiny is. living your life purpose. You know, we sit and talk about life purpose too. So the ideals who are the people out there thinking they're going to lose their jobs kind of takes away from the whole aspect of life purpose. If this is supposed to be your purpose for life, it probably wouldn't be coming to an end anytime soon. It'll be a lifelong pursuit. So it's kind of crazy how people think when they feed in the fear. But what can you do, right?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I always feel like life works a whole lot better too when you just, you know, there was one saying I heard where it says focus on service and the money will follow. Or sometimes you can just look at the situation. The more you contribute to the other people's lives, the more prosperous your life gets too as well. So you see these people who have this narrow-minded thinking are not even seeing that concept. They're scared to death that the last person who just walked out the door is going to be the last client they ever have. If you live in New York City, I think you're crazy because there's like 8 million people in New York City alone. I think we have many, many years of actually in the ideal of working with all these people in the process of seeing the truth. So therefore, I think there's going to be, you know, plenty for a very long time. And there is no limitations. That's another thing, too. It's that the world seep in. You always think there's limitations to everything else, and there really is not. It's a human concept. It's also a fear. So that's why I think they need to sit there and focus when they see these things, not in the idea of how can I get more clients, but how can I let go of these fears and these blocks within myself to just get back to letting things flow like they were in the first place. But some people are hard-headed. Sometimes we can say they're block-headed because they have so many blocks. But that's just one perception. So I take it you're home because it's quiet.
Yes, I am home. I'm like waiting to change clothes.
Okay. She's waiting to change clothes. Since I haven't seen you all freaking day, there's been one thing I've been wanting to say to you all day.
What is that?
I love you. And I've missed you all freaking day. I was like,
That's what I thought.
Go ahead.
I love you too.
Yes, I told you I was going to work really late last night. I worked until almost 8 o'clock this morning. And it was like 2 hints of actually doing readings, but nothing ever happened. It's like it was almost like Keen and DMC were lighting up, but for some reason it just seemed like people were on random. I don't know what it was. But then my angels told me, said, it doesn't matter if you hit your 300 because when you go into the next pay period, as soon as you hit and get a reading that's long enough to actually get you over the 300 mark, then this money will still come out just the way it's supposed to. So therefore, there's just too much thinking and worrying about the situation. So I was like, okay, I'm going to bed. I didn't wake up until 3, and boy, did I feel better. So I was like, let's sit down, focus, looking on our intentions and that kind of stuff. I actually went by that shop I told you about, this building up I saw, did my so be it, so it is focused meditations, and also with the situation of just everything around, you know. I finally got a hold of that guy about the house. He's out of town with a family issue, but he gave me some information on how to contact somebody else so I could actually take a look at this place. I feel like, so that was interesting. So I ordered this supplement. And it said if you pay for an additional shipping and handling, it'll be there between 2 to 6 days. And I was like, okay, it's been like 3. I said, you know something, next time if it's gonna take the average between 3 to 4 days like it usually is anyway, I'm not paying any extra for any more shipping and handling anymore. I'm going to sit there and pay it, and I'm going to sit there and work with the angels and say, okay, angels, I get more success with you by getting things to come earlier than paying extra for shipping and handling. I've actually had people freak out. I had a friend of mine send me something from California when I was living in Ohio, which usually takes about 4 days. I got it in 3. So, it's like we tell people all the time, when you manifest, remember, you're working with angels and guides in the universe, which actually overrides anything materialistic or physical in this world. So we got 60 minutes. We got 60 seconds left in the show. I just want to thank everybody for being here. And the lady who actually did call in the show, I actually would sit there and say, please contact me and let's do something together, okay? May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given and give that love back to everyone that crosses your path. You'll have a good night, and we'll see you later. We're out of here. Bye-bye. Thank you.